We've been hearing a lot this week about conspiracy theories, the supposed real, juicier stories buried just below the headlines, powerful interests keeping us from knowing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I generally have little time for conspiracy theories, not that there aren't certain slants we receive from the media, but that just it seems the truth always has a way of coming out. But let's bring this down to a more difficult to shoo away level. What about personal conspiracy theories we convince ourselves of? He didn't seem interested to talk with me at all. Of course, that car would stop just so I can't make my right turn and be on time. Why is she once again trying to push my buttons here? Some of these may be based on an element of truth, but even what begins with that kernel has a way of adding more, always with more colorful, pulse-raising details. What's a conspiracy theory I unpack at home, at work, in the car, over and over and over again? It might be something worth bringing to prayer. In many ways, today's solemnity whispers to us, what if your conspiracy theories are wrong? What if the world, in some big or little ways, is actually not conspiring against us? What if life is actually conspiring for our good, our benefit, our growth in grace and holiness? Sin is real, but isn't there something more than sin here? We make certain assumptions in our lives. Today, we look at those in light of Mary's assumption. Let's not just look at this solemnity as a physical action of Mary at the end of her earthly life being assumed, being raised by God, body and soul, to heaven. This is what we celebrate. But to get us to the physical assumption, we have to get to Mary's preceding spiritual assumptions. She assumed the message of Gabriel was possible. She assumed God could work in and through her. She assumed God's patient, loving will could still be achieved even after the horror of her son's crucified death. She was the woman to give voice to that Magnificat in our gospel, that my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, assuming that God can upend the order of the world, feed the hungry, topple the mighty. Mary assumed God's power throughout her life, staying close to her son, and thus today is brought close to stay. Let's reflect on her witness this morning, her physical movement, and her spiritual trust that set her into motion to begin with. What if God is conspiring for our good, our benefit, our growth in grace and holiness? What if what we experience, even real pain and fragility and sin, could be seen in the light of such a good, conspiring God? We're asked this today by Mary, celebrating as we do the many assumptions of her life.